Khaled Matawa speaks from a place fortified with experience and imagination, says poet Yusuf Kumanyaka. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander, reading poems from Matawa's Ismailia Eclipse. Khaled was born in Benghazi, Libya, emigrated to the U.S. in 1979, and earned an M.A. in English and an M.F.A. in creative writing from IU. The Pyramid of Khufu. With each step upward, another was necessary, and every time I looked down, the familiar world seemed a dangerous place. I had never intended to climb this summit, never thought I could find refuge in the sky. The sand below shimmered and disappeared behind a boiling mirage. With guides and camels, the tourists turbaned in red satin were a circus on a hot plate. 10 steps down, and I could have heard faint echoes of their laughs. The world crawled slow enough for me to be lost and safe, to be surprised by what I had forgotten. Near the tombs of the slaves, my parents sat where I left them in the shade, fanning themselves, nibbling on pumpkin seeds. Two River Ledger. Joke used to be, if you don't like it, drink from the sea. Now drink from the Nile. Year 2030, all the fish will die before reaching Damietta. Sometimes the world breaks into shards aiming for your face. Before they reach you, they turn into bubbles, and what joy to see them burst. I'm talking about Lethe, not the neighborhood in Benghazi, 5 kilometers from the airport where my father is building a house. No architect, no map, no contractor, no frills. My mother says, too big. My brother, just like the old house. My sister, too far. My father tells them, go drink from the sea. Sadly, Fadil recites, the waves beat ceaselessly against my heart. His neighbors console, oh, I, be brave. Which do you think is resurrection? The soul chiseling its way back into the body, or the body like a doughnut rewrapping itself around a hole? Is there such a thing as the art of farewelling? Is there any other art? Fadil now cries from a minaret, how I wish to drink from the waters of Lethe, how I wish to die on a mountain of fruit. His neighbors hand him a spoonful of hashish. Here's my father again, drowning in his own water, tubes out of arms and nose, mouth open, lavender tongue. What do you make of the dead, their voices drifting to outer space, and the radar we've built to recapture them? Do not forget the blue shoes I bought you when you were 4. Do not forget the nights I carried you to the doctor, frail, choking with coughs. Do not forget to love your mother. Do not forget the rosemary bush. A prose poem, Days of 1948. A train threads through twilight heading north. A young couple step in from a small station. She smells as though she had given her father's cow a farewell hug. He, wearing his brother's suit, carries the field's dark soil on his shoes. They look around them and find an old turbaned man, an imam of sorts. They want somebody to marry them quickly, before they reach Erbil. The old man asks for witnesses, and soon the peasant woman's ululations spread through the train. The newlyweds shyly accept gifts prepared in haste and stare at their feet. And we who have come to pity them sing nuptials and wish them good luck. Poems today on The Poet's Weave are by Khaled Matawa. I am Jenny Kander.